Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Dave, we don't actually wake up in the mornings until the coffee's brewing, right?
Of course. I think for a lot of people, morning coffee has become a ritual. I know some people who've turned it into a meal by adding protein powders and coconut oil, special creamers, and antioxidants.
Not me, but the point is a lot of us love it. That's why a new study may just threaten your morning cup of joy. Estimates are that 20 to 60% of over 100 coffee plant species are facing extinction.
Our conservation efforts aren't enough to save the wild coffee species. That's concerning because we need genetic diversity in our coffee, especially if future climate events threaten current commercial species.
Most of the world's commercial coffee is either Arabica or Robusta. To keep these crops viable, as well as preserve wild coffee strains, scientists have bred wild strains with commercial ones to resist disease.
Wild coffee species are found in the forests of Africa and Madagascar, as well as tropical regions of Australia, India, and Sri Lanka. But 30% of wild coffee doesn't grow in areas protected by conservation, and only half have been archived and preserved in seed banks.
Losing them means we don't have a storehouse of new genes to breed with current crops. Diversity is important for crops to resist insects, disease, and climate change.
In fact, climate change is already a major threat to the Arabica plant. Estimates are that the naturally occurring Arabica coffees will be cut in half because of the planet's warming. I say, coffee drinkers unite! I can see us wearing t-shirts emblazoned with, Save the Bean!
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.